Now, you've almost definitely heard the sad news last week about the Australian fur seal who passed away in Sydney's Rushcutter Bay Park. He'd been affectionately named Sylvester, and he spent nearly 2 weeks on the waterfront at the popular Eastern Suburbs area. Of course, our own Jeff Field lives in the area and had seen him more than a few times. Sylvester became a bit of a local celebrity during his time, but his health was not great. When the Office of Environment and Heritage, National Parks and Wildlife, and of course vets from Taronga Zoo, made the decision to sedate him and check him out for a bit of treatment, unfortunately didn't make it through. Now, for the duration of Sylvester's Rushcutter Bay residency, volunteers from ORCA, the Organisation for the Rescue and Research of Cetaceans in Australia, were present in the park in a supporting role, monitoring his health and welfare. Jacqueline O'Neill is the president of ORCA. Jacqueline, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Now, first of all, I'm really sorry about the outcome with Sylvester, and I can't imagine that was a very good day for the volunteers and for the animal welfare workers.
Yeah, no, look, we had quite a few members on site over the time that the seal was there. He was there for about 12 days, and obviously the community has felt quite a sense of loss with Sylvester passing away. And look, our members feel exactly the same way that were on site. You become a little bit attached when you monitor an animal and you spend so much time close to it. And look, 9 times out of 10, the outcome in situations like this is positive, but unfortunately this time around, not so much.
What sort of issues were we seeing with Sylvester's health? I mean, I guess is that sort of, what were we seeing?
Look, we can only comment on the observations that we made. From our understanding, there was a necropsy performed by Taronga on the Thursday night when the seal was taken from the park. And as far as I'm aware, those results are yet to be released. But basically what we observed three things. We did, when we look at a seal's health, we look at the condition of the teeth. In Sylvester's case, they were very, very worn, especially the front teeth, which would indicate that he was quite elderly. He was quite old. Secondly, we did start to see some swelling in the right eye. Mm. Still not sure what this indicated. Could be infection, could be anything really. It wasn't severe swelling, was only slight, but that was noticed when Sylvester had been in the park after the first couple of days. And then obviously towards the last couple of days when he was there, we did start to see him lose body condition or weight quite rapidly, which was why the decision to intervene was made by parks and the vets as well.
Look, of course, he's not the first seal to visit the harbour. And, you know, the Sydney Opera House seal is very, very famous. Why do seals come out? It seems unusual to me for them to come and visit these populated areas.
Yeah, look, they do pop up in unusual places. And obviously the seals that pop up in the harbour get an unprecedented amount of attention. But look, basically, seals, Australian fur seals especially, were hunted close to extinction in the 1800s, and their numbers used to be in the hundreds of thousands. Their numbers dropped down to around 20,000, don't quote me on that exactly, but the numbers were very small to what they used to be, compared to what they used to be. And basically what we're seeing now that hunting has ceased, we're just seeing the numbers recovered, and as the numbers do start to recover, they're simply venturing further and further into, you know, places that we don't usually see them. Central coast of New South Wales, the south coast as well, we see a lot more than we do in Sydney. And we notice every year, obviously, we deal with a lot of these fur seal haul-outs. And like I said, 9 times out of 10, the animals will haul out for anywhere between a couple of hours to days, sometimes even weeks. And 99% of the time, if they have any ailments, they'll recover on their own without the need for intervention, and they'll simply return to the water. Unfortunately, in Sylvester's case, we didn't see that, and we did need to intervene. And by the time intervention took place, to take a guess, I think there was probably some underlying issues there, and hopefully we'll hear about what those were when the results of that necropsy are released.
Fingers crossed. We will get some more details on that. Look, it's unusual for me because I kind of always imagine seals as kind of a bit more of a pack animal, to see them sort of, you know, doing stuff by themselves.
So they do get together when it is breeding time, and you'll find that the males and the females will join colonies generally throughout the year. We will see a lot of males travelling around by themselves because the males do get quite territorial. So it's not unusual when we do see solitary seals. We refer to them as bachelors, and they do tend to pop out. So Benny's the same. Benny's a mature adult male. And some people may have seen that in the last couple of years, he has also had a friend with him from time to time on the back steps of the Opera House. And that was a young male as well. So sometimes they'll join up and they'll form their own little bachelor colonies. And you'll see groups of two or three or five. But yeah, a lot of the time when it is a solitary seal, it will be a male. From time to time, it's a female. But yeah, they're not always existing in colonies, and the males like to cruise around by themselves and feed up and down the coast until it's time for them to join one of those colonies and do what they need to do.
A little bit of wanderlust. All right, okay.
Yeah.
And look, Sylvester was in a kind of a very popular dog walking park. I mean, these are wild animals. How are they coping around sort of pets and dogs and humans getting up close? I mean, that can't be less than a bit shocking for them.
Yeah, look, and there has been, as most people are probably aware, there was a fence constructed on one of the first days that Sylvester was in the park. The sole purpose of that fence, well, I guess not the sole purpose, but there's a number of reasons. It's not only to protect the seal, but it's also to protect the public and people's pets. So seals are actually canines. So any diseases that animal may have had could be readily transmitted to someone's pet, and in very rare cases, potentially transmitted to humans. So when, you know, exclusion zones are constructed, physical barriers like that, it is both to protect the animal and to try and give it the space that it needs to rest. And we were trying to encourage Sylvester to return to the water because we did recognise that it was quite threatening to him to be choosing that as his place of rest. Most people have good intentions, but look, from time to time we do see when animals haul out that people like to get a little bit too close and sometimes they'll throw things, try and feed the animal, and that can only be to the detriment of the animal's health. So, yeah, it's not the best. They always seem to choose the worst place to haul out. Dog beaches, dog parks, you name it.
Look, just finally, where can we find out a little bit about the work that Orca does?
Look, if we have a website. So if you head over to owrca.org.au, we have a fair bit of information on there. And for anybody that's listening that wants to become a part of what we do, we actually have one of our final training workshops in South Sydney on the 21st of April. We tend to train over summer. So unfortunately, after the last couple of training workshops that we're running down the coast towards the end of May, we won't be training again until the end of the year because we're getting ready for whale season at the moment. And obviously, that's a pretty busy time of year for us. But yeah, for anybody wanting to get involved, anybody can become a member. Anybody can do what we do. It just involves a training workshop.
That's fantastic. We'll make sure details are up on 2scr.com to get people through. But otherwise, owrca.org.au. Jacqueline, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much, Nick. You have a lovely day.
You
Thanks
too.
For having me.
Jacqueline O'Neill there from Orca. As you just heard, they assist with the rescue and research of all sorts of marine animals, not just seals. Go to that website if you want to volunteer. 21st of April is the final training intake. And as I said, details up on 2scr.com as soon as we can.